Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
G&D, welcoming you back on The Fan. We are sponsored exclusively by the law firm Kondorian Murad. They'll help you with your estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a consultation with their team today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. We're taking you up to about 6:30 tonight on The Fan. Happy to be with you this evening. Remember, we are giving away Caps tickets all day long today on The Fan. If you missed that opportunity, we've got one more pair for you that will be given out at our event on Monday, live from City Tap House before the Caps and the Canadians in Penn Quarter, two blocks from Center Ice. We are fired up to be out there on Monday ahead of Game 1. And speaking of the Caps, when we're talking hockey and we want a national perspective, we always bring in our guy, E.J. Raddick of NHL Network. E.J. joins us now to set the table for round number one. EJ, thanks for a few minutes. We appreciate you. How you been, bud?
I'm doing good. It's been a great year for the Washington Capitals and the fans down there, and I guess they're hoping to make it a great spring.
It was a better year until about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But we are not going to look to get horse in the mouth,
yeah.
Right? I mean, finished number one in the division, number one in the conference. That's hard to do. How worried should we be about how they played down the stretch?
Well, I think it's fair to be worried. I mean, I was certainly a lot less worried about them 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I really haven't liked the way they've played in more than a few weeks, really. I mean, I thought that right up until the Four Nations, they were terrific. I figured they didn't have, inexplicably, they had, you know, I thought for sure Carlson or Tom Wilson would have been played in the Four Nations. That's a conversation, I guess, for yesterday and not tomorrow, but the bottom line is that you figured they would come out and would just keep rolling along, and it's been a little bit bumpier since then. There hasn't been, you know, they haven't defended as well. They've had some injuries. You know, the goalies, it's been a little bit dicier. There's, you know, a couple of different things. So, you know, I think there's concerns because this is a team. We've seen this movie before where teams have these really good regular seasons where there's not a lot of adversity, and then right at the wrong time, they're not playing as well. So we'll see. You know, they get a Montreal team that's kind of a wild card. You know, that it's got some really interesting players. It's a, you know, they play fast. Should make for an interesting series. But if the Caps play like they played earlier in the year, they should win.
Yeah. So EJ, to that point, Some of it was, and I think there's a lot of ingredients in this stew right here. Some of it was what how they were playing was a bit unsustainable. Like their shooting percentage was outrageously high. Yeah. You know, it was like one out of every six shots was going in, and that's not going to happen. The save percentages, some of the numbers that were bound to cool off. I think the cool off happened. I also think they didn't have much to play for the last month plus, really going back to February. Yeah. I think the answer is yes to all of it. So now that we've got that, you mention it. Getting it back, I think, is way harder than a lot of folks are counting on. Grant's not panicked. I'm pre-panicked here, EJ. I've got the goosebumps. My hairs are standing up. I've seen this dance before, to your point.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. We've all seen it. Hey, listen, we saw this movie with the same two franchises 15 years ago, right? I mean, Bruce Boudreau's Washington Capitals in 2010. I mean, you look at the numbers for that team. There's no way they should have lost to that series. Just no way that should have happened. And they didn't even lose to Carey Price. They lost to Yaroslav Halak, and they were up 3-1 in the series. I mean, that was a really talented group, and it happens. I mean, we see it in the playoffs. It just happens. So, you know, Montreal, they just added Demidov to the mix. I mean, that guy is a good player. I mean, I know he just got here, and he's a young kid, but he looks like he's been playing in the NHL for 10 years watching him play. And, you know, the Canadians are going to make some mistakes, and they're going to turn pucks over, and they're not as big as the Capitals. So, you know, for me and for Spencer Carberry and that group, I mean, keep the game simple, get the puck in deep, work those, you know, some of that the smaller group back there. Don't let Lane Hutson get running around all over the place. And, you know, match up hard on Suzuki and don't let him become a big factor, because that guy has emerged as a kind of a star player now. So, you know, like, this is nothing that these guys don't know. But to your point, I mean, it is hard sometimes to get playing the way you were 4 months ago now.
So I want to get into a deeper look at Montreal and just get your perspective on how they've turned this around and who we need to be aware of, maybe taking games in the series over from the Canadians. But to the Capitals, because I do feel like if they play their game, Montreal matters a little bit less. It's kind of more about whether they can find their A game again. But who are you more concerned about them not having if you're a Caps fan? Logan Thompson, who's closer but not yet ready, it seems like, for game one in net, who was maybe second in the Vezina when he started scuffling and then got hurt, or Protas, who may have been their best player at even strength statistically this year. Thompson or Protas, who's more important to not have and makes you worry more?
Boy, that's a great question, right? Because the Capitals have used both goalies, but Thompson has been the guy that piled up all the wins, right? And he was the guy early in the year that had really kind of become the 1A to Charlie Lindgren as the 1B. So you figured he would be the guy to be your playoff goalie. But Protas, I mean, he's a big, strong guy, and he kind of sets everything in the right order with that group of forwards, gives them a little bit more depth, 30 goals, and just a big man and hard to deal with. You know, I hate to not say the goalie because, you know, but I think Lindgren can play well enough. So I think I'm going to say Protas just because, you know, it puts everybody in that, you know, it keeps everybody slotted really well. I mean, that was the thing. And, you know, you're right. It was unsustainable to score at that level with the, you know, they were scoring a lot of goals early in the year. But, you know, it gives them that four line balance when you have someone like that. He is a hard guy to handle.
EJ Raddick with us here on Grant and Danny. Let's get into Montreal. Where do they have the advantage here? What are some matchups they're going to try to exploit? And then kind of go back to the Capital side of things. Where should they be trying to press?
Well, I think the Canadians are a speed team, a speed and skill team. They're not very big. You take a look at a bunch of their players. I mean, you know, Caulfield's not a big guy. Hudson's not a big guy. Brendan Gallagher's not a big guy, although he tries to play like he's about 6'9", so you always got to deal with him. But, this is not, you know, a big, big team, and I think that's an area that they will try to improve as they move forward. But they got a couple of, you know, Juraj Slafkovský was a first overall pick a couple of years ago. He's been on a line with Suzuki and Caulfield. They've been very good. The addition of this Ivan Demidov, who's played all of two games in the NHL now, I'm sure a lot of your listeners aren't too sure about who this guy is, but they're going to find out pretty quickly because he's got tremendous skill and speed, and he sees the game really well. just a really high-end young player. So I'll be curious to see how he handles the playoffs. Doesn't look like much bothers him. Even the other night when they lost in their game in the shootout to on Thursday when they were trying to wrap things up against the Hawks, Marty St. Louis said Demidov, who was making his NHL debut, looked like he was he looked like the most confident of everyone in their team. So good young player.
Hudson and EJ, let me ask you this, because he's kind of like their Ryan Leonard, who was like one of the, you know, maybe the best players on the planet who wasn't in the NHL. But where he's Russian. Did he? Where was he? Where did he come from?
He was in the KHL. He had 49 points. He had the most ever points for a U-20 player, under 20 player in the KHL in their history. And, you know, he, like I said, I think he had 19 goals and 30 assists, something along those lines. Those are good numbers in that league for a kid. And he came over here and he had an assist, a goal and an assist in the first period of his first game. And he looked terrific. Now, he made some mistakes. He's going to have, you know, play away from the puck. He's going to have to worry about. But, you know, he's a really talented, talented guy. And it just gives them a little, that makes them a little bit more dangerous. These games are always, guys, you know, they're always decided by a goal or two, it seemingly. When you had a guy like that who's, you know, he's a home run hitter, he could score and make plays on his own. Boy, that's a big add. So I think it comes down to, like, the styles, right? The Caps are big, strong. Spencer Carberry has them playing, has had them playing the right way all year. They made a huge jump this year. And the Canadians are smaller and a little more, maybe a little bit quicker, and they can kind of sting you a little bit. But, you know, I think, you know, Washington, like, I think you guys hit it. If Washington plays their game and it's about them and they don't get, you know, again, you're the favorite, you think you're going to win. Like, these things are, it's kind of crazy how they work out. But if Washington plays their game the way they should and defend well, they should win.
EJ Raddick, NHL Media and NHL Network, is with us here on Grant and Danny, breaking down Caps, Canadians. All right, let's learn about Montreal here. Give us a little scouting report. So you referenced the top line. Suzuki's their top point guy. Cole Caulfield, speedy, outstanding. And then they've got, I think, a pretty scary line with Demidov, who you've been talking about. But Patrick Laine's on that line with him as well, as a former star. So what do we need to know about as far as the forwards? And then on the back end, I mean, this Lane Hudson kid, his numbers are ridiculous.
Yeah, he tied the 60 assists, tied Larry Murphy, who had set that record back, and I think it was 80-81 when he was a member of the LA Kings, for assists by a rookie defenseman. So Lane Hudson, people have been telling him he's too small ever since he was a baby, and he just keeps proving everybody wrong. And he's going to be, in my view, he's going to be the Calder Trophy winner for Rookie of the Year. He's a terrific player. They got Caden Gooley back, who had been injured and missed some time. And he's another good defenseman. Mike Matheson is a really good skater. He's been in the league for a while. I mean, they can move the puck out of the back end of their group. So Washington will want to be smart with chipping the puck in and just work those guys and make it hard for them and don't let them get their skating legs going and be able to, you know, transition the puck up the ice quickly. So, you know, again, Montreal, fast, skilled. The goaltender, I mean, obviously Samuel Montembeau will be under heat to play well, but, you know, he's the kind of guy. He's shown the ability throughout the season to play well in long stretches. He was part of Team Canada at the Four Nations, although he did not play. I mean, he's a dangerous guy because this is the first go-round for him. Maybe he, you know, he could turn into a Jaro Halak. So they're dangerous, the Canadians, and they've played well down the stretch, but they are young. They are inexperienced, and they are a smaller group. So that's the area that the Capitals will take, well, should try to take advantage of.
So you mentioned Montembeau. I want to ask about him, but is there a backup lurking that's going to steal the series, a la Jaroslav Halak, for them at some point? I'm only asking because I'm scarred from it.
I don't see that happening. The kid Dobish played early in the year, and he started out, I think he won his first five or six starts, and played really well. He's an interesting guy. He played at Ohio State for a couple of years, came over from Europe, and played in a couple of different, you know, junior leagues in the U.S., and played well at Ohio State, and he played well for a while with Montreal, but he kind of, you know, caught up with them a little bit, and, you know, they've been leaning heavily on Montembeau. If it gets past Montembeau, I think that they're probably looking at, you know, setting up those tee times.
Yeah. So what about Montebo? A bigger guy, 6'3", almost 220. You know, what's the key to bothering him, making it difficult for him for Washington?
Well, it's like every goalie, right? I mean, get in the kitchen, make it hard around the net. Washington's big and strong in front. You know, rattle those defensemen a little bit. Get under the goalie whatever you can. Get on the edge of the blue paint and just make his life hard. If he sees pucks, he's going to stop them. I mean, I go back to his first game of the year this year. I think he had a 47 or 48 save shutout against Toronto, and they beat him 1-0 in the opener. And he's got the capability to be a big factor in this series. So it'll be up to the Capitals to make his life uncomfortable, and they certainly have the guys to do that.
EJ Raddick with us. All right, so if you were going to make a prediction on the series, do you like Washington going in on paper?
I liked them a lot more 3 or 4 weeks ago, I can tell you that. I was talking about their path to the Stanley Cup final because they're in a situation in the Metropolitan Division that it's not the strongest division. So they were going to get likely the weakest of all the playoff opponents in that first round, and then I think they could beat either Carolina or New Jersey in the second round. Then you're off to the conference final. You know, again, I've been around it too long, and I've seen these things happen before, but I just didn't like the way the Capitals played in the last several weeks. Now, maybe it was the Ovi thing. There was a focus on that. They're working in Leonard to the mix. They lose Protas. He's a big part of it. The goalie situation changed around a little bit with injury. I mean, they should win the series, but, you only have to look back 2 years ago. The Boston Bruins put up, 135 points in the regular season and ended up losing in the first round. So I think the Capitals are very well aware of that. They had, even though they were swept last year, it was a good experience for some of those guys to play in the playoffs. This is the series they should win, but again, I've just been around it a long time. I've seen strange things happen in the playoffs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
EJ, thank you so much, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, guys. Have fun. Enjoy.
Yeah, you too. It'll be a fun time of year. EJ Raddick, always outstanding. Good information from him. I think Montreal, while fast and scary from a skill standpoint, is so young that they're going to make mistakes. You just need to capitalize. They remind me of the Caps when they first started making the playoffs. It's crazy to say this, but now like 15 years ago.
I was going
to
say 2 decades ago,
right,
when they did that, yeah.
But if you remember early in the Rock the Red era when they were the young guns and it was Ovi and Semin and Mike Green, and this is even like pre-Carlson initially. Mm-hmm. But when they were really young, Backstrom and those guys, and they were so skilled. They were fast, but they made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
And what would happen is in these series, they'd be out playing teams for, at times, a period or two, but they'd turn the puck over. And then Pittsburgh would get the 2-on-1 rush, and they put it in the back of the net, and it's 1-0. And then it's 2-1. I think it could be that kind of series for Washington, too, where I don't know that you need to necessarily carry play the entire time if you can jump on the mistakes that they make. Also, Montreal gives up goals. They're not great defensively. The strength of a couple of their D-men, like Hudson, who we talked about, is their offensive ability. Moving the puck, passing the puck, getting the puck up ice.
I mean, he's a tiny dude. He's like 5'9", 160.
Yeah.
I got now.
He doesn't play like it.
Well, he's great. He's skilled, but I gotta do something about that. I don't know what it is exactly. I don't know if I'm Tom Wilson, wherever it was going on the play, maybe take an interference penalty or two. Just something to bother that guy.
I'm going to stay out of the box as best I can. But yeah, I get your point. Like, be rough, be physical. But that is, and this is where they're going to miss Protus. This is my annoyance with that Protus injury. They are so big and so physical and so heavy that this would actually be a great matchup, you would think, at full strength, where you could just lean on them because you outweigh them literally and figuratively by so much that you could just wear them down in that way. That's where not having Protus is huge, because your top line, instead of having Pro up top and just having a gigantic line, now you got Beauvillier, who's a small, fast guy who basically is like, you know, would fit in well as a second or third liner with Montreal. Now, instead of, you know, a third line where maybe it looks different, you got Mangiapane skating on that third line with little Ryan Leonard. Now, that looks like a Montreal line. So they've lost some of that size without Protus. But I don't know. I go back and forth on this all the time. It'll be one of our A topics, I'm sure, on Monday. But Thompson or Protus, who's the bigger guy to not have?
The answer is yes.
What hour is it, you know?
Right.
I don't really trust Lindgren the way he's played, and that's my biggest concern. What if in game one, you know, in the first period, Lindgren gives up a soft goal, and it's been six shots, and he's given up two total, and you're down 2-0, and Thompson's just not ready. Now what? Now what are we doing? Now he'll be the backup, I'm sure, in a pinch, like in an emergency he could come in. But now what? I mean, that's a really scary situation.
Precisely. And, you know, this team that's young and not really supposed to be here, not a lot of pressure on them. I think there's a lot of pressure on the Capitals, who've been good for so long, who've had this window, you know, still open, have had five first-round exits in the last 6 years. It's a veteran team. I know there's some kids, there's some help on the way, but it's an OV veteran production. This Montreal team, we talk about, you mentioned Patrick Laine, former star, 26 years old. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of their elder statesmen. There's a lot of so what going on right there. And again, if the Caps have been playing great, I'd feel a lot better about it. That's my own weakness. I'll get over that maybe I won't. I don't know.
But I think that's everybody, though. I don't think anybody is glad that they played like crap in the last 2 weeks of the season. I don't see how they could be. My point, just to clarify, when I say I'm not as nervous or worried about it, is I don't think that playing badly going into the playoffs matters that much, because the hockey playoffs are so fluky, and I don't know that anything matters that much. Mm. I don't know that being the better team matters that much, that, you know, being a better matchup matters that much. I think it's like puck lucky and
bouncy. Do I get my deflection or not?
Exactly. Like, that's just how I view it. Now, someone could say that's crazy. That's just how I viewed it my whole life. I think hockey's different in that way. But I'm not disagreeing that they haven't played at a high level. I think anybody with eyes can see that, right? It's just a matter of, do you think that come game one, like, momentum from the regular season matters or not? And I don't. But I also think they're a worse team right now than they were a month ago, if that's a different way to put it. I don't think there's any debate. With Charlie Lindgren instead of Thompson, and with no Protus, instead of being a team that may have made quick work of Montreal, they're not anymore. So now you're going to have to earn everything. All of our Caps playoff coverage and all these conversations are going to be brought to you this month by Ace Trim Carpentry. For over 25 years, Ace Trim has been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV, specializing in full-service interior trim carpentry. We handle everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact acetrim.com today. That's Ace Trim, the home builder's trade partner. Let's give away some DC Defenders tickets before we say goodbye for the final time this week. These Defenders tickets are for Sunday's game at 5 p.m. at Audi Field. As promised, right now, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You are winning a four-pack. They're taking on 0-3 San Antonio. DC trying to get to 4-0. For tickets and the full Defender schedule, go to thefandc.com/contest. What do you got on the slate this weekend?
We got some Easter plans. We do some Easter egg hunting. And I'm going to do a little baseball coaching tomorrow morning. Stop by my alma mater and see the boys swinging a little bit.
Attaboy.
It'll be fun.
Four. The fellows behind the scenes, Ryan, Darris, Ben today, Grant and Danny saying so long. Thanks for hanging out. The number one rated podcast on all things Nationals baseball, Bustin' Loose Baseball, on the over-the-air radio comes your way next.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This update is brought to you by DC Defenders. Nationals baseball will not play tonight against the Colorado Rockies because of bad weather in Denver. Saturday's game is now scheduled at 4:10 p.m. on The Fan, and then Sunday it's a split doubleheader at 3:10 and 8:10, also on The Fan. The Tampa Bay Rays are calling up Chandler Simpson per multiple reports. The speedster 214 stolen bases in 250 minor league games. In the NBA, the Lakers have signed Rob Pelinka to a contract extension and have a new title for him, president of basketball operations. Miami at Atlanta tonight in the NBA playoffs at 7, winner gets Cleveland. Dallas at Memphis at 10, winner gets Oklahoma City. Ja Morant says he will play despite an injured right ankle. Capitals against the Montreal Canadiens. Live play-by-play begins 6:45 on The Fan Monday night. It's time to build the beer snake. The D.C. Defenders return at Audi Field this Sunday, April 20th at 5. The atmosphere, electric. The fans, loud. All that's missing is you. Tickets at dcdefenders.com/tickets. Byron Kerr on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.